I'm not a particularly courageous man, not physically imposing. But on this particular night, I noted the time, a little after 4, sighed, yawned, and went downstairs. I stepped over our useless dog, padded from room to room, checked windows and doors, then climbed the stairs once more. "Everything's fine," I said. "Probably just air in the water pipes." "What are you talking about?" said Connie, sitting up now. "It's fine. No sign of burglars." "I didn't say anything about burglars. I said I think our marriage has run its course. Douglas, I think I want to leave you." I sat for a moment on the edge of our bed. "Well, at least it's not burglars," I said. Though neither of us smiled, and we did not get back to sleep that night. I can describe myself as the kind of person who doesn't forget names. For example, because I've remembered names thousands of times and forgotten them only once or twice. But for the majority of people, marriage-ending conversations happen only once, if at all. If you choose to conduct yours on a mobile phone in a Leeds car park, then you cannot really claim that it is unrepresentative, in the same way that Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't really claim that shooting presidents wasn't like him at all. Sometimes we have to be judged by our one-offs.